This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I looked at loyalty. What comes to mind when I mention the word loyalty? We spoke about it. Of course, not every relationship has that sense of loyalty. Loyal friendships, you've got to work at them. Beth Kephart has written a book called Into the Tangle of Friendship. She talks about friendship and loyalty. Even if someone's qualities begin to grate on you, she says, if you've got that long history, you're not going to give up easily. The thing that breaks a friendship is betrayal. The thing that saves a friendship is forgiveness. Interesting stuff there. That's the story from her book, The Tangle of Friendship. In fact, our friends can be mirrors reflecting how we are, what we've become. Thanks to the accumulation of experience, and I'm sure that this means over time, loyal commitments can weather the storms that happen. Happiness can return even after a rift or something's happened to your friendship because there is loyalty. And maybe you've had a situation like that. Well, close friendships that we form help us meet the biggest challenge. There can be illness or financial stress, death of a loved one. And these are things that can help us bear the burdens that come from life. The Bible reminds us how important loyalty is in Proverbs chapter 3, 3 and 4. It says, let love and loyalty always show like a necklace and write them in your mind. God and people will like you and consider you a success. Love and loyalty. It doesn't mean, of course, that we'll always get along. Sometimes protest is in itself a form of loyalty, speaking out, speaking the truth. When Abraham learned that God intended to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, we read in the Bible that he spoke out strongly against this injustice. Now, did God abandon Abraham for disagreeing? No. Our tradition honours Abraham for standing up to God. I mean, true loyalty is not always a soft thing. It can be strengthened by tests and hard times. It doesn't need to be blind or deaf. It just needs to be enduring. Jack Valenti was the president of the Motion Picture Association of America from 1966 to 2004, and he said something very interesting about loyalty. You can count me as an out-of-date dinosaur, he said. I come from an era when loyalty and gratitude were regally honoured. In a strange way, Jack said, loyalty is now seen as some kind of a character flaw. And I think he's right. It seems that loyalty's pretty much gone out the window in many respects. Years ago, companies tried to be loyal to their employees. And employees, well, they were loyal to their company, but that's not the case anymore. Even in church circles, people are not loyal to their church family. So it's gone out of fashion. Perhaps it's a thing of the former generation. Some people even call it a character flaw, but it was easy to identify years ago. I mean, did you stand up and stick up for your friends? Did you keep the secrets? Did you make sure that no one bullied, for example, your brother or sister? This loyalty, you're either loyal or you weren't. David Myers has said, close, supportive, connected relationships make for happiness, but we have fewer of these relationships today. And so, do you find that fulfillment comes when we give ourselves to others? Loyalty is like love. It's not something you get, but something you give. And over time, through all the difficulties and trials, it leads to mutual loyalty. It's something that you can't really express it, but it's there. A great example from the Bible of loyalty is David's loyalty to King Saul, even when Saul was trying to kill him. Now, that is a tremendous test of loyalty, isn't it? Would you still honour someone who is trying to kill you? I'm not sure that many of us would actually be part of that. So loyalty requires that commitment to someone or something other than ourselves. And in Proverbs 17, verse 17, a friend is always a friend. So it means loyalty is unwavering in good times and bad. So how are you at being a loyal and faithful friend? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this idea. We thank you that loyalty is such a strong character, and we want to be people who are loyal and true to others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.